But our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. Behold, within a manger.
morning. Happy Christmas. Please be seated. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this Christmas morning. Our service will be entirely on the slides, so don't worry about a book. If you would like a book, though, the service is from the Book of Common Prayer, so that's the smaller red one, not the green book of alternative services. I don't think there are any announcements, so why don't we take a deep breath and prepare for worship.
Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write both these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
O God, who makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come again to be our Judge, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, now and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the first reading.
The lesson is written in the first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at the first verse. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, You are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be his father, and he will be my son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, Let all God's angels worship him. Of the angels, he says, He makes his angels winds, and his servants flames of fire. But of the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our canticle this morning is the canticle for Christmas Day. Please join in for the italicized words. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who hath blessed us.
Heavenly
places in Christ.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Please stand for the proclamation of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning in the first verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light, which enlightens everyone. Was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible.
And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, through whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Everything, every moment from the beginning of creation has been moving towards this moment. This day, when God enters creation, when the Word became flesh and lived among us. This morning, we heard the beginning of the Gospel of John, and these opening verses give us John's unique take on Jesus' birth. He tells the story of Jesus' birth unlike the rest of the other Gospels. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. These verses also tell the story of our birth, the story of creation. Now, I don't know if you have noticed this, but the more time that I spend with children, the more I notice that children's books are great places to go when you want to get to the heart of the matter. And so I'd like to tell you this morning about a children's book by Desmond Tutu and Nancy Tillman. And they tell the story of creation. It's called Let There Be Light. In the book, Archbishop Tutu retells the story of creation, highlighting God's delight in making us and the world in which we live. He says, "In the very beginning, God's love bubbled over when there was nothing else. No trees, no birds, no animals, no sky, no sea, only darkness. Out of this love, God spoke, let there be light." As you move through the book, the longer you look at the illustrations, the more Jesus you will see. A faint outline of a figure in the sun. Clouds shaped in just the right way. Glittering stars sparkling through the pages. Tutu and Tillman paint a glorious picture in words and art of God's deep love. God's love for creation, God's love for us. And their work shows us how Jesus has been with us from the very beginning, long before his birth. And 2,000 years ago, in a little town, in a tiny corner of the Roman Empire, Jesus was born. And because Jesus did come into the world, we get to experience what it looks like and what it feels like to be loved by God. Tutu continues later on in the book, "Then God said, I will make people, and I'll make them like me, so they can enjoy the earth and take care of it. And he did just as he had said, and it was all so very, very good. God looked at everything he had made and clapped his hands together in delight. Isn't it wonderful? And on the seventh day, God laughed and rested and enjoyed his glorious creation. It has not escaped me that this morning there are people in the world who may not be rejoicing. It seems the more news you watch, the more you look around, people are suffering and life seems to be getting harder. And I wonder how many of the problems that we face today could be healed if people knew the delight that God takes in each and every one of us. If people knew the care with which they were formed. If people knew that Jesus was born for them. If you listen, you will hear some of those scared voices speaking the fears that always come up when life gets harder. Worries that there just isn't enough for everyone. That there are some people who don't belong. That they are probably the cause of your problems. That there are some people who just aren't worth the trouble. But today, we celebrate that little baby who was born last night in a noisy, dirty stable, with very little to call his own, was also there in the beginning of all things, and that all life, all people, have come into being through him. And without him, not one thing has come into being. Life gets better. The world gets safer. The kingdom of God comes nearer. Goodness and mercy and peace and joy flow when we allow love incarnate, the source of all life, the Word made flesh, our Creator who delights in us, when we allow Jesus to be born in our hearts and to lead us to become the wonderful people we were made to be. Today and every day, let us give thanks to God for sending us Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Offer unto God the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And they came, everyone whose heart was stirred up, and everyone whose spirit was made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering. Blessed are they that considereth the poor and needy. The Lord shall deliver them in the time of trouble.
Beloved of God, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in the heavens and the earth is thine. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray for Christ's holy Catholic Church, for all Christian communities this morning that rejoice in the birth of Christ, for the Anglican Church of Canada, for the Diocese of Huron, and for this parish of St. James, Westminster. Let us pray for peace on earth and for the unity of all people, remembering places of conflict and war, and for the hearts of those this morning that cannot find peace. Let us pray for our missionaries at home and abroad, and for ourselves as we proclaim the gospel of Christ through our words and deeds. Let us remember before God those of our brothers and sisters who have departed this life and are at rest. And let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church working together here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostles has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee, most mercifully, to accept our alms and oblations, and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to lead all nations in the way of righteousness, and so to guide and direct their governors and rulers, that thy people may enjoy the blessings of freedom and peace. And grant unto thy servant Charles, our king, and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, and specially to thy servant Todd, our bishop, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and living word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Prosper, we pray thee, all those who proclaim the gospel of thy kingdom among the nations, and to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present, that with meek hearts and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially for those whom our prayers are desired. We remember before thee, O Lord, all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear. And we bless thy holy name for all who in life and death have glorified thee, beseeching thee to give us grace that rejoicing in their fellowship, we may follow their good examples and with them be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. And ye, that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead the new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession before Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things and judge of all people, we acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins.
The Lord be with you.
With thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It
is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God, creator and preserver of all things. Because thou dost give Jesus Christ, thine only Son, to be born as at this time for us, who, by the operation of the Holy Spirit, was made very man of the substance of the Virgin Mary, his mother, and without spot of sin, to make us clean from all sin. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, blessing and glory and thanksgiving be unto thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercies didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him, and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memorial of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, We, thy humble servants, with all thy holy church, remembering the precious death of thy beloved Son, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again in glory, do make before thee, in this sacrament of the holy bread of eternal life and the cup of everlasting salvation, the memorial which he hath commanded. And we entirely desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And we pray that by the power of thy Holy Spirit, all we who are partakers of this Holy Communion may be fulfilled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And we say together, we do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Invited to come forward for communion. Anyone who can't make the steps will bring communion to after. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee that thou dost graciously feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, assuring us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are living members of his mystical body, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee. And although we are unworthy, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God on high. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
shall be yours in the morning. Here we stand in cold and sleet, blowing our fingers and stamping our feet. Come from far away, you to greet, you by the fire and me in the street, bidding you joy. A star had led us on, reigning bliss and any sun, bliss tomorrow and more anon. Joy for every morning, joy for every morning. Joy shall be theirs.